You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
68 hot young woods with adults on Texas. At spring, we are changing the big world one ice cream at a time.
That's exactly right, Hunter Norwood. You can have a little something extra ice cream at your next event and find out how they're changing the world one ice cream at a time. You can go to their website, alittlesomethingextraicecream.com. You can also give them a call at 256-601-7125 or email extraicecream@yahoo.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey folks, it's pumpkin season. At J. Calvert Farms, they are a family farm trying to bring customers the best quality produce that they can buy. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com or check out their website at jcalvertfarms.com. And did I mention it's pumpkin season? Get over to J. Calvert Farms and find out what we know about this very special farming family. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad to be coming to you on location in Leoma, Tennessee at Leoma Cafe as we talk about a very special post that was made by Matthew Hutley, who shared about guest checks that are posted on the wall for those who can't afford a meal. Right now I have with me Deanna White. She's the owner of Leoma Cafe. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Deanna.
Thank you.
I'm excited about this because I know that it's going to lead to more people doing good. Someone sees a good idea like this and they want to try to help others in their community. And that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. I hope everyone starts trying to do it.
When you saw that Matthew had shared this on the wall, how did it make you feel?
Oh, I was excited. It had over 270 shares.
Wow.
Matthew, I've known him since we were children, and it shocked me to see that many people participated so fast.
And you've been doing this for a while, but this was the first time that it's been posted about?
Correct. Yeah.
Wow. How long have you been doing this?
We started it back in May. The former owner of this place that I bought it from, she passed away, so we decided to do something in honor of her. So we decided to make the board for food for charities for her.
Had you seen the idea somewhere and then said, hey, I want to do this here?
We did. We found it on the internet, and I thought, hey, this is God's calling. Let's do it.
And you've had people take advantage of this as far as being able to have a meal that
absolutely
at no cost to them.
Yeah, so we have at least 3 to 5 people use it every day.
Nice.
But we have more people donating every single day. We have never run out.
As people find out about it
and they start what? So basically, I see a gentleman over here eating a hamburger. He would go to the cash register after finishing his hamburger and say, "I would like to order a meal for someone in the future."
Correct. You can just order exactly what you want, like a hamburger, fries, and a drink, or you can just donate a set amount of money. We have people do it both ways.
Wow. That's incredible. And Deanna, to be able to do that, owning a business, I know small business can be tough. I had a small business myself. I had a restaurant for 5 years in Athens, Alabama.
Awesome.
And it was up and down. It was a roller coaster ride.
Absolutely.
The weeks that I thought, wow, we did great, April, and then the next week we wouldn't do so great. And it was almost like it would be a wash.
Absolutely. Every single month for my whole life.
Yes. So you understand this. But being able to give back, and I know that a lot of people ask for help through your business. It's inevitable that they're going to come and ask for various things. And you want to give as much as you can, but it's really hard as a small business owner to do for everybody.
We do. We have six or seven other charitable events we do, but this one seems to be the most popular at the moment.
One of the things that I noticed as I came in the door, and I want to make sure we mention this, is a 10-year-old named Parker who's battling cancer.
Yes.
And I wanted to make sure that through this show that we bring an awareness to that, too.
Yes, sir. If it's to have a benefit, I'm not sure the exact date. Maybe we could look it up and find out.
I believe
out.
It's October the 26th. I've got it in front of me here, so we're going to go right to this. It's benefit for Parker Woods. He is battling Burkitt's lymphoma cancer. The effort is October 29th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Elks Lodge in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. That's 615 Cruz Street. There's a silent auction and barbecue supper that will take place. And just putting that on the door, we have great technology now that we can take a picture.
Oh, absolutely.
We can now share it, and more people will know about Parker Woods and this effort for that
family.
And
we did donate for it, and I hope that all the other local businesses donate as well.
That'll be great. And even businesses that may not be in the area that say,
absolutely,
we want to help this young man, we want to help this family. And there is a contact here. For more information, they can contact Lindsay at 931-709-5180 or Lisa Gabbard at 931-629-7660. So someone listening may not be in the area, but they may still want to help. So get in touch with Lindsay or Lisa. And I appreciate you as a business owner putting these signs on the door, because that helps these families, just like Quilts for Veterans that's on the door as well.
Absolutely.
What do you know about Quilts for Veterans?
I don't know a lot about it. That's new for our area. We do a lot of veterans programs, and we actually feed the veterans for free on Veterans Day. So they ask if they can hang it up. I need to find out all the information so that we can share that as well.
I'm going to. When I see those things, I want to try to recognize them and find out about their effort to help spread the word, because you don't know who's going to hear it and who's going to want to help.
Absolutely.
But it takes people like yourself, Deanna, to have the board here for the guest checks, to allow the signs on the glass doors for people to bring an awareness of an effort that they have, something that they're passionate about, some child that's battling cancer. We need to be able to make those people our concern, and that's what I try to do through my show. And we were talking about it beforehand, that there are a lot of good people out there. There are people who really want to help. There are also people who are on the fence about making a difference, and just one or two more things will maybe put them over to say that they want to take that next step and make a difference in the life of other people.
I sure hope so.
I do too. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about the restaurant itself. I see a lot of people enjoying their food here. You have a really nice menu that's made up of country cooking.
Absolutely.
So we're looking forward to that
Southern.
Too. Yes, absolutely. Right now we're talking to Deanna White. We're in Leoma, Tennessee at Leoma Cafe with Deanna White. We've just been talking about this board that is located as you come into the restaurant, that's to help people who can't afford a meal. It's been helpful to people thus far, and I'm glad that Deanna can join me today. And I appreciate Matthew Huttley for sharing this on the Facebook page so that we could find out more about it. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Deanna.
Thank you.
Let's talk about your restaurant a little bit. How long have you been in business yourself?
I've had it for 3.5 years.
3.5 years.
Yes.
It's a hard journey.
Absolutely. I bought it right before COVID, so that's probably a very scary time.
How long before?
I had it 9 months.
Oh, wow. That was a shocker.
Yeah.
And it affected so many people, business-wise and otherwise.
Yes, it was a very scary time.
None of us could have predicted what was going to happen. And here you are with a business. How did you keep it open? How were you able to maintain your business during that time?
I was very blessed. I had worked here for 20 years prior, and so my customers have been very faithful.
That's great. You've got to have those loyal customers, those regulars, the ones you have the conversations with.
Absolutely.
I remember I missed that about Tortillas Blanco, because I got to know my customers. I knew their order. I knew about their family.
Absolutely.
I knew where they worked. They shared so much with me, and I enjoyed being able to interact with customers in that way.
Yes, it's the best part of the owning it is getting to know everybody.
And you have some family help here, too?
I do. I'm a mother of five children, and three of my kids work with me, and then my sister works with me as well.
Nice. That sister right there?
That is my sister right there that's walking
I noticed
by.
You point the finger. Hey, sister.
Hi.
We're glad that you're helping today.
Oh.
We appreciate that. We're talking about family helping at Leoma Cafe, and it is a wonderful thing to have a business. You can hear the Andy Griffith whistling in the background.
You can.
Where did that come from? Somebody's phone?
I think it's somebody's phone.
Brings us right back to Mayberry days, right? I love this, and we love the country cooking through the Mark White Show. Let's talk about your menu. How do you come up with a daily menu?
I can't take credit for that. That was Miss Ann's menu. I brought a business that had already been in business, but we just changed the name. But we do meats and vegetables every day from 10 to 2.
Miss Ann, so you knew her well. You
Absolutely.
Worked here 20 years.
I did.
And what caused you to want to take the business after Miss Ann passed away?
I'd never done anything else. I didn't really have any other options. That was the only thing I'd ever done.
Well, let's talk about Miss Ann for just a little bit. What type of employer was she?
Oh, she was wonderful. I worked for her for 20 years, like I said. I was a server to begin with as a 15-year-old child. And then as the years passed, our relationship grew. Of course, she passed away last May. But she always just assumed I was going to do what I was supposed to do. At the end, she was very sick, so I had to do a lot more. And I had learned a lot from that, so that made it easier for me to take over.
Mentors. That's
Absolutely.
Important for all of us to have a mentor, someone who can help guide us down the path. And if you've been here 20 years, to be able to then take ownership of the restaurant, you were already taking ownership as an employee, I'm imagining, that you were a person who owned
Absolutely.
It, even though you worked for someone. Yeah. This was something you believed in, and you took care of customers as if you were the owner.
Oh, absolutely. I've always been bossy and controlling, so that worked out pretty good.
Well, I tell you, it's great to be here today. And if you were to recommend something on your menu, if you were to tell people, come by Leoma Cafe, what would you recommend them eating?
Our most popular thing is catfish, of course, but my personal favorite, I would say chicken.
Chicken, fried chicken?
Chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders. And they're hand battered?
We do. We make our chicken tenders and our onion rings.
Oh, I'm going to have to give them a try. Well, I'm glad to be able to come here to Leoma, Tennessee to recognize this special guest check effort that you have. I hope that people will look into this and maybe offer it at their restaurant, at their businesses. There are things that we can do to try to help others, and all we have to do is get the ball rolling sometimes.
Absolutely.
This is a great example because the ball began rolling, and then thanks to this effort, you've had other people who've jumped in and said they want to help too.
Yes, and it's a ripple effect. So I hope all the other restaurants locally and anywheres try to put a board up. It doesn't cost them anything. They're going to make profit off of it, so I don't understand why they wouldn't.
And Deanna, I want you to know that anytime you have an effort that comes like Parker Woods, let me know. Keep
Absolutely.
Me posted. I'm in Athens, Alabama. I'm not too far, 50-minute drive to here. And so I help people in southern Tennessee as well as I help people in Alabama, Mississippi, and Georgia and states around those and the country. And I hear of stories and I hear of efforts, and I want to help them wherever they are. So especially with a young guy like Parker Woods at 10 years old battling this form of cancer, we want to try to help them however we can. October 29th, again, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Elks Lodge. That's 615 Cruz Street in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, a silent auction and barbecue supper. And again, I want to share those numbers one more time. Lindsay, you can contact her at 931-709-5180, and Lisa Gabbard at 931-629-7660. And before we close out, how would you tell people to connect with Leoma Cafe?
Oh, we have a Facebook page, but our phone number is 852-2038 if they want to call and make an order.
Excellent. Thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today, Deanna.
Thank you for having me.
Deanna White, folks. She is the owner of Leoma Cafe. Glad to have her on the program today as we talk about this special effort where they have guest checks for those who can't afford a meal. They can take the guest check off of the board and be able to have a meal provided to them. What a wonderful effort. I hope that you'll think about a way that you can make a difference. And one way that you can do that is sharing this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. When we come back, we'll be speaking with Hannah Graves at Leoma Elementary School. We're going to talk about some of her supply needs for her class. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advanced Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones, even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. At J. Calvert Farms, they can't wait to see you at their first annual Fall Fest, October 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, this will be a perfect weekend activity for the kids. Tickets are $8 per child for all activities, plus a free small pumpkin, $2 per activity if they don't want to do them all. There will be discounted prices for families with three or more children, and kids two and under are free. For more information, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com and check them out on the web at jcalvertfarms.com. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Drives into the city. Extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base. Wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting, so he hurries on his way. Cause you know he runs.
We got Cora. Beautiful. Carly. Thank you, Carly. Kyler. Beautiful, Kyler. And Briar. Beautiful. Case. That was really pretty, Case. Wow. I'm impressed. Bentley. Beautiful. Adriana. Nice. And Lorelai. Beautiful, sweetie. And Trinity. Beautiful. Reese. Beautiful, Reese. She's not here. Beautiful Lily. Beautiful Lily. Bo. Bo. Every week, Bo. Asher. Beautiful Asher. Jasper. And here's Aubrey. Beautiful Aubrey. And Kaisley. Kaisley. Every week. All right, Chris. Nice, Chris. And London. Awesome. Hudson. Beautiful. And Maggie. And then Miss G. Awesome. Okay.
So.
And Mark. <laughs> And
we're back. Right now, I'm coming to you from Leoma, Tennessee, Leoma Elementary School, with my friend Hannah Graves, who is a music teacher at Leoma Elementary School.
She deals with grades from pre-K to 8th grade, and we're glad to have her on the show today to talk about some of the needs that she has for her classroom. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Hannah.
Hello, I'm glad to be here.
I am glad to have your smiling face. People can't see it on radio, but
I get that a lot.
You are made for television, I'll tell you that. But here we are on radio today, and you have an opportunity to share with people what your class needs. And there are a lot of needs, especially when we come to rural communities and you're teaching music. Instruments are not cheap. The equipment that's used is not inexpensive at all. As a matter of fact, it's the reverse. And so there are some people out there who might can provide your need for your class.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I have to start because my principal, oh, my goodness, she is the absolute best. She would get me anything in the world. But, you know, there are definitely some things that I do, like piano and, like, guitars for my older kids. And those are the things that I really, really, really could use a lot of. So, like, boomwhackers, guitars, pianos, xylophones, glockenspiels, those really big things are kind of what we need just because we're so rural and they're so expensive, you know. But, I mean, I really am blessed being here. But those big things are just kind of hard to come by sometimes.
Well, and the kids, how are they learning as far as the music goes? Do you feel like they're catching on to what you're trying to teach them?
Oh, my goodness. They absolutely love it. I love those kids with my entire heart. They are doing so, so good. Even with the lack of what we have, we're making do with what we have, but they are just learning so well, and I'm just so proud of them.
And thinking about the needs, you have some things that are here in great supply, like the ukuleles.
Oh my goodness.
You have a lot of I called you the ukulele.
Oh, the ukulele. Y'all can't see it. I have about, oh goodness, 50. I have 30 big ones and about 20 small ones. So we got plenty of ukuleles. We are good on that.
And that's good to know people who might be thinking about instruments that might help you out. Mm-hmm. You have quite a bit when it comes to the percussion.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Well, I have my classes here. I could have up to about 30 kids in one class. And so, you know, I only have about 10 lap pianos. And so I'm trying to do a lap piano course with my sixth graders. And though there are 30 of them in my class. And so they're going to either be 3 to a piano or, you know, but I mean, what I have, I'm so blessed, but I could definitely use more if that's possible.
Hannah, let's talk a little bit about your background and what led you to be a music teacher for elementary school and really middle school, because we're talking about up to 8th grade, which 6th, 7th, and 8th to me is middle school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So actually, whenever I went to college, I actually wanted to study to be a high school band director. Okay. And I'm the assistant band director at Loretta High School now. But I'm so glad that I didn't choose that path. Not that I don't love high schoolers, because they have my heart and they know they do. But the little babies that I have here, my pre-K, my 4-year-olds, my first grade, second grade, all the way through 8th grade, they're just so happy, like, to be at school every day. And I just love them. And they just have this the best just love, like, just for everything. And I mean, even for my class, they just come so happy to see me every single day. And so when I graduated college, I got my first job in Lincoln County in Fayetteville, and I got a job as an elementary teacher as well as band director. And I was so scared to teach pre-K. I was like, I do not know how to wrestle 4-year-olds for 45 minutes every day, you know? And I was just terrified. And then they come up to me and they don't even know me, and they just go, "Hey, I love you," you know? And it was just, I was like, all right, I'm in love with this. I can't imagine doing anything else. I just have to do this, you know? So it was just, I'm just so blessed being here.
My grandmother taught me music when I was very young. As a matter of fact, she would sing songs with me. Aww. She played a lot of instruments as well, and she would try to teach me different instruments when I was a very young child.
Yeah.
And it influenced me to my love for music. And so there's somebody in our life typically that, if we're musically inclined, somebody shared that gift with us.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, my mom actually, I teach at Leoma Elementary in Leoma, and my mom was the music teacher here for 20 plus years. She just retired. And so thankfully, the principal here offered me the job, you know, kind of just continuing her reign as the best teacher ever. So she is a legacy. If you guys don't know Laura Graves, she is the Leoma legacy. But thankfully, they let me step in, fill her shoes. But she is the one that, when I was in second grade, she told me that I either could take piano lessons or guitar lessons. And I still have very small hands, even though I'm 6'1". So I said, I'm going to take piano lessons and I'm going to do that. And she said, all right. And I tried to quit, but she said, you're too talented. You're too natural at this. So she just made me keep doing it. And I ended up falling in love with it. And I was the same way with band. I wanted to quit because I wanted to do basketball because I'm so tall. But she said, you were just too good at this. And I just want to see what you can do. And it just ended up working out like perfectly. I'm so glad she did not let me quit.
And here you are, and I know you had an experience with UNA band.
Yeah.
And that was a great experience for you.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, that was 5 years of my life that I would not trade for anything. Same with Shoal Symphony. That was amazing. Jazz band, all the stuff I did. It was time-consuming, and it was hard work, but it was absolutely just the best thing I could have done in college, for sure.
I was going to ask some of the concert work that you had done.
Oh, I've played... we do this things at UNA with Shoal Symphony called, it's like a movie that we do, but we also play the musical score with them. And so I got to play like Pirates of the Caribbean. I got to play with John Paul White. If y'all know who that is, he is amazing. A really good guy. I got to play Home Alone, like just the music with that. And that honestly is one of my favorite memories from college, is just getting to see the background, the Disney movie behind me. And then the score I get to play that was written by like John Williams and people like that. And it's just really fun. I miss it every day. I really do.
And now you have an opportunity to pass it to younger children.
That's
just
what I'm
like
trying
your
to
mom
do.
Saw the gift in you. You see the gift in some
I
of
do.
Your students as well.
Every single kid. I have kids every day tell me that they're not good, or like they're not smart enough, or they're not, you know, talented enough. And I'm just like, no, I see it in you. Every single kid has some kind of ability. And I just know it. I mean, especially from meeting these kids in my last school, they are just... Every single kid has talent, and they just need to be taught in a way that they can understand it, you know. And I'm that's what I'm trying to do, is teach in ways that they can grasp it, whether it be visual or auditory or orally or whatever they need to do. I'm trying to teach it in different ways. And so that's kind of why I need like the instruments that I have, because a lot of kids are kinesthetic learners where they have to actually do it.
Yes.
You know, and it's kind of hard for me just to explain it to them. They have to actually do it, you know, instead of just me teaching them all day. So, I mean, that's just why I'm here. I'm here to try to teach them. I want them to learn, and they're doing great so far. You know, I couldn't ask for a better job, honestly.
What's the youngest age that you get where a child maybe says they don't have the ability or the talent?
Let's see. Well, you know, COVID's kind of changed it, since COVID's kind of affected the kids' kind of growth socially. But I would have to say my fourth grade boys, they're amazing. They are so sweet. They love me. I hug them and tell them I love them every day. But they start getting that like I'm too cool for school kind of mentality, you know. And so I have to kind of tell them like, hey, it's okay to do basketball. It's okay to do football. I did basketball, volleyball, and everything, in tennis when I was in high school, you know, and so I try to kind of incorporate sports into my lessons as well, you know, like a ball dribbling to the beat and like stuff like that, just to kind of, you know, intrigue them, I guess, in a way. Same with my eighth grade. My eighth graders, I love them to death. You know, I love them to death, but they are just kind of like, oh, I like basketball, Miss G. I'm sorry, I'm not a music person. But then they end up being the smartest ones in the room. They end up being the most talented ones in my class. And I'm like, you thought that you're just basketball, but you're a music person too, believe it or not. I'm just saying, you know, so, and they have a hard time accepting that, because they think that you can either be sports or music,
right.
You know, but every single kid that said that, they are both. I mean, that's what I was too. So,
the time for playing sports does end. I will say
yes.
That. That's one thing. Music,
yes.
There are certain instruments that you can carry with you throughout your life.
Yes.
And you can do that after you can't play sports anymore.
Exactly. I had my horn professor in college. His name was David McCullough. If he's listening, I miss you. You were amazing. But he was 73 when he retired playing horn. He still plays horn. He's retired, but he taught me all through college, and he still plays horn. And he's probably mid-70s. He is still the best horn player I know, and he still does it, and he's going to do it till the day he dies. I just know it, because he is just that. He did music since he was 20, and he's been doing it his whole life. And I tell my kids that. I'm like, this is something that you can do your whole life, and it's something that you can enjoy your whole life. You know, it helps express yourself. It helps to relax. It helps to take your mind off things. And it's just, that's what I did too whenever I was their age as well.
Well, and I was thinking about that question with the age that starts to question their ability. you know, you think about instilling confidence, you think about instilling a belief in themselves, and your younger children who have not been told they can't do this and they can't do that, and then as they get older, they are embarrassed by their peers, or mm-hmm. they've been told at home or by someone that they know that their talent or they're limited when it comes to their ability.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Even today, I mean, I had a kid today. I mean, obviously I won't say what grade or what his name is, but he was in class and we were doing this activity and his friends were making fun of him for being good at it. Okay. And I just stopped class and I said, guys, this guy is more talented than I was at his age. And I am so proud of him. And they just kind of looked at me and I was like, guys, he is smart. Like, and I know you all are too. Okay. But y'all can't be making fun of him for being good at something. Okay. I mean, I wish I was as good as him whenever I was his age. Okay. And the guy, they just kind of looked at me and they were like, oh, well, I guess it is kind of cool, you know? And I'm like, it is very cool. And then I have to remind them that I got paid to go to school, you know, for doing band and that it's actually possible. And they were like, whoa, like mind blown, you know? And it was just that they don't get to hear that regularly. All they hear about is sports, you know, which is fine. I know I'm not knocking down sports. I love sports. I watch football, Georgia football every Saturday, but you know, it's just music is just it's just different. Like it uses a different part of your brain, and it's beneficial in other ways, you know.
Absolutely. And Hannah, we do want to again reiterate what the need is. If you'll read that list out slowly and maybe talk about each one and the importance of having that for your class, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. So some of the especially cheaper, which I know how bad times are right now with everything going on. So obviously I would never ask anyone to give more than what they can do. But I could definitely use some music books for my little babies, my 4-year-olds, my 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds. I love reading stories to them and then playing little instruments that they have. It's really fun to do that with them. So anything like that would be awesome. I could definitely use some guitars because my older kids have been begging me to play guitar, and I only have about 4 of them that actually work, and I got about 20 more than just 4 people. So I definitely could use some guitars.
What's the cost on the music books?
Oh, goodness.
About an average, if somebody thought about purchasing a music book,
yeah.
What would one music book cost someone?
Oh, my goodness. Maybe like $10.
Okay.
I mean, 10, 15, 20 tops, you know. They're just regular books, and I can take any kind of books. I mean, I can make it musical anyway, so I'm not super picky with that.
And the guitars we're talking about?
Oh, goodness. The guitars will probably be closer to 30, 40, 50.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, but the cheaper, the better. I am not. These are just for practice purposes. Once a week for 45 minutes. And so as long as they will stay together and make a sound, that is perfectly fine with me. And I mean, if they have small guitars, because these kids are usually pretty small, they could use a small guitar as well, $50, you know. And then besides guitars, they have a little, these lap pianos. It's by Casio. They're about $50 on Amazon. They're just, I think it's the SA76 Casio lap piano. You can find that on Amazon or sweetwatermusic.com. But those are really, really important to me as well, since I want to have a whole unit on pianos. I have about 10 of them right now, but you know, I could use maybe another 10 or 15 more just
so
for my older kids.
So a unit gets you 20, 25?
Yes.
A full unit?
Yes. So a unit of it is going to be about 4 weeks with my older kids. And I could definitely use at least another 10 lap pianos. They're $50 each. But they're just going to be for my 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, since they've been wanting to play piano as well, and they're not able to right now. But so those are definitely a good option. I definitely could use some more hand drums. I have a lot of bongos, but I don't really have enough that are small for my little babies to use. Just a little bit. I have about 5 or 6 hand drums right now.
How many stands do you have to go with? If you had bongo drums.
Well, I'm sorry.
1 second. I got a class in 1 minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I could definitely use some more bongos. They don't really need any stands. They actually have a little place for your hand to go into the side.
Okay.
And so they would be really, really good for my 4-year-old babies, my 5-year-old babies, as they want to play it too, just like the older kids do. But besides those, you know, I could definitely use another Bluetooth speaker because I talk a lot and I talk loud when I talk, and my voice is just, you know, by 2:45 every day, my voice is just raspy and just tired, you know, so I could use a speaker for that. Xylophones, those are going to be the more expensive ones. So obviously, you know, I would love to have little xylophones. Glockenspiels, you know, the little bitty lap orff instruments, that would be amazing. But obviously, those are, I can't even buy those. So, I mean, those would just be, you know, just very generous, you know. But they're very expensive. But anyway, I mean, but again, I want to reiterate, I am so blessed with what I have now. I have so many things. You know, my principal is the absolute best. My administration is the absolute best. They have given me everything I need. But this is just kind of stuff that's extra, you know. So anything and everything at all, I would just, it would make my day.
How can they let you know that they want to help?
Well, they could definitely message me on Facebook. They can email me. My email is all lowercase hannah.graves@lcss.us. You can email me. You can email my principal. You can go on the school's website, lcss.us. You could find that. And I mean, just any way on Facebook, I'm on Instagram. I'm everywhere. Okay. So y'all just look me up and you can ask me there. You can ask Mark. I'm sure he can get in touch
Absolutely.
With me.
I will.
He knows me. So yeah, y'all just, I mean, I just really appreciate y'all listening to this, and I'm sure my kids do too. I have a class waiting outside my
Excellent.
Door right now. So
we may crank up some music as we.
Oh, I know. Oh yeah. They're fixing to, my fourth graders are fixing to come. We're barging in.
Folks, I hope you'll stick with us as we complete this interview with Hannah Graves. We're going to have the president of Delta Dental coming up. I hope you'll stick with us. Thank you, Hannah, for joining me today.
Thanks. I'm glad I'm here.
You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Touch your knee, touch your toe.
And touch your heel and through you go.
Thank you for reenacting.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue.
Welcome to another episode of the Mary Fay Hedrick Good Deed segment. As I talk to Sarah Chavarria, president of Delta Dental Insurance Company, welcome to the Mark White Show, Sarah.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about the importance of the month of September when it comes to healthy aging and Delta Dental.
Let's do that. We, if you don't mind, I'll share that we did a survey of Americans 50 and older, and we have some really great insights to share today about what we learned through that survey. And I'll kick it off by saying that 72% of Americans 50 and older say that they wish they had taken better care of their teeth in their youth, yet many still are not doing so. In fact, 80% are not going to the dentist as often as recommended.
Wow. And even flossing and taking care of the teeth in the more detailed manner is something that is overlooked, right?
Absolutely. We subscribe to something called the 212. Brush twice daily, floss once daily, even though people don't want to do that, like you said, and go to the dentist twice a year. And then, you know, since you brought up some basic things people can do, in addition to that, just drinking a lot of water with fluoride if you can, eating healthy snacks, getting some movement in, some exercise, and taking care of yourself are all so, so important as we healthfully age.
Now, Sarah, one of the things that I've heard people talk about, and I floss myself, I use dental floss, but some people use these new contraptions that spray water in between the teeth. Is that as effective?
Okay, so personally, I love my water pick. I love that thing. And I would say that my dentist tells me I still have to floss, even though I use a water pick. And so he makes sure to send me out of his office every time with a little package of floss.
Well, that's good to know, because I'm thinking of my granddad right now as we finish up something that we thought we've done a great job with, and we say, what a good boy am I, and maybe not as thorough a job is happening. And of course, we want to take care of our teeth, and it's a very individual matter that we look at ourselves and we're very pleased with how we're taking care of ourselves. But as far as our teeth go, it's up to us. Nobody, once we're a child out of the home, if we had parents who made us brush our teeth or take care of our teeth, and then we're out on our own and we can eat and drink like we want to, and then forego brushing our teeth or taking care of our teeth in the way that we had to when we're younger, that's up to us.
It absolutely is. And you're hitting on one of the barriers that we found, right? Which is that time, that transportation, maybe even, and that mobility to get to the dentist. That's a really big factor keeping Americans 50 and older from getting to the dentist. One of the other ones is really just this lack of understanding that there's a connection between your oral health and your overall health. Maybe we didn't think about that when we were younger, but we should certainly be thinking about that now, because your dentist can find some indications to your overall health while he or she are checking your teeth and your gums. And then, you know, I don't know what experiences everybody had when they were children, but sometimes those negative emotions associated with going to the dentist, that's another one of those barriers that really showed up for us in this report. And then, you know, you look at those barriers and you apply them to our Hispanic and Latino communities. You think about our African and Black Americans. And now you're widening the gap, and really those barriers become real.
And we want every community to have awareness of how to take care of their teeth. And maybe someone missed the ball when it came to teaching a young person and didn't take the opportunity to do that. There's still time when you're an individual who's out on your own and you can take the initiative to take care of your teeth and put it on yourself that you're going to get it as part, put it in as part of your routine every day.
Absolutely. Remember that 212, right? Brush twice, floss once, get to the dentist. And I'll talk about, even at Delta Dental, I mean, we offer individual plans and insurance to access the dentist. But here's something that people should also think about if access is a problem. We partner with so many community centers and local care centers that can also be a really great way for people to access care, even if it's for the first time, just to have that initial kind of reintroduction to a dental experience before they get back into their routine.
Sarah, something that you brought up that's very important, and it may not have been as well known. There may have been some pioneers who were dentists who said that there was a direct connection between taking care of your teeth and other health issues. But when it comes to the heart, brain, and especially right now, mental health with depression, anxiety, and people are looking for ways to have a happier life, that can be connected to your teeth. And you mentioned that earlier.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we found that 2 in 5 seniors say that they're smiling less than they did when they were younger because of that declining oral health or the appearance of their teeth. And 30% feel like they're missing out on connecting with people. Just think about that for a minute. We're coming out of the pandemic. People are reuniting with family, friends, going out to eat. And they're saying they're embarrassed to smile or laugh. And that has a profound impact on someone's emotional and mental well-being for sure.
That is so sad when that happens, that we're so self-conscious about our appearance. But I tell you this, if someone, let's say that they didn't take care of their teeth and they had to go get dentures, something of that nature, they still play a role in helping a younger person or someone else to understand the importance of taking care of their teeth.
Absolutely. I want to tell a little story here. We had a woman who took advantage of one of our community partners, and she shared a story with us that she always had a job in the back room of this place, and she was stalking and really staying out of the way of people. And after getting care at a local community center and having dentures put in place of some of the teeth that she was missing, she was so excited to be able to get a job at the front of the store and start to welcome some of her neighbors and welcome people. I mean, what a great story is that?
That's wonderful. And when we think about the role that Delta Dental plays in that, to offer resources for people to get the work that they need done. When you go to the dentist for the first time, if you haven't been in a while, you may be surprised. It may be sticker shock, actually, when you go to the dentist and they tell you what all needs to be done.
Well, we feel really fortunate as an organization that there are so many people out there leading and working in these community centers that we can partner with to really get that outreach to communities who might not otherwise find that access to care. I think that's a really big mission for a lot of us who are in the healthcare world.
How did you land in the role of president of Delta Dental Insurance Company and your passion for people taking care of their teeth?
Well, you know, like many people, I have my own personal story, and I've always made it my mission to find a dentist that I could work with and make sure that I'm taking really great care of my teeth. A smile is a really big part of my job. As you can imagine, I'm always meeting with employees and meeting with customers and trying to make sure that we're doing a really good job delivering that patient care. I'm in my 50s, so I'm looking ahead to making sure that I continue to stay really active and be able to do what I do. So I feel really like Delta Dental is a place that I get to bring that connection to, making sure that everyone in this country finds access to their oral health and their overall health as a patient.
And Sarah, that definitely leads us to where our listeners can go to learn more about the community resources that are available through Delta Dental.
Please go to ddins.co/healthyaging. You'll find a lot of information there that we've talked about, access, and everything that you need to know to start closing that gap of understanding the link between oral health and your overall health.
You know, Sarah Chavarria has shared with us that new senior oral health report shows that Americans regret not taking better care of their teeth, and 80% still aren't doing enough. Is that you listening today? Is there something you need to do to take care of your teeth? Are you having some pain? Is there something that you haven't done? Do you floss? Do you brush? Let's start thinking about our oral health care. And we appreciate you, Sarah, for joining us today as president of Delta Dental Insurance Company to share some knowledge and some experience with those who may be considering taking better care of their teeth.
Oh, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. I love talking to you today.
I hope this is the best interview you've ever had.
It certainly was. Thank you so much. Everybody have a great day.
Thank you, Sarah. Sarah Chavarria, she is president of Delta Dental Insurance Company. Sarah Chavarria, she's president of Delta Dental Insurance Company, and we appreciate her joining us here on the Mark White Show today. We also appreciate Deanna White with Leoma Cafe for joining us to share about their very special gift that has been given to those who are in need. I want you to think about that for your own restaurant. Is there something that you can do special if you have a restaurant that you can help those who are in need? I love this idea, Leoma, Tennessee, and I know that this idea has started to spread around in different areas too. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I do hope that you will share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.